This is the sixth grade history, prehistory assessment. First of all, I'm going to read the word bank that you are going to place the vocabulary words into the correct spot within the paragraphs. There'll be 5 points for each one placed in the correct spot. Number one, first column from top to bottom, Ice Age. Migrated, archaeologist. Second column, hunter-gatherers, prehistory, scarcity and resources. Culture, technology, Stone Age and glaciers make up the third column. And finally, nomadic and artifacts and fossils. All of those words are going to fit into one of the blanks. All of those are going to fit into one of the blanks. Only one time, there are no duplicates. The paragraphs begin. As you are reading, make sure you spell the words correctly. They are spelled correctly in the word bank above. Paragraph 1. The time period we have been studying is called the blank because it occurred before written records were kept. The earliest humans made their tools from stone. That is why this era is also called the blank. Remember, you can pause at whatever point you'd like. Tools are also known as blank, used to make life easier. Scientists that study this period of time and these tools are known as blank. They use evidence such as blank to learn about early civilizations. So we should be through number 5. Pause it if you'd like. Second paragraph. Early people had a hard life searching for the blank they needed to survive. There was a blank of many of these items, so they were not easy to find. To get what they needed, early man often blank from one place to another in order to survive. Traveling great distances, these blank people did not stay in one place long. Using the plants and animals found naturally in their environment, blank lived off the land to survive before the discovery of farming. That should have taken you through number 10. The last paragraph. One major challenge for each early human was the blank. With blank, also called ice sheets, covering large parts of the earth in a very cold climate, humans were forced to adapt. Over time, groups living together became larger and they developed things in common such as language, history, and beliefs. These common characteristics are considered to be their blank. Before turning to the back, make sure they're spelled correctly and they are in the spots that you want them to be in. Now, turn over to the short answer, and each one of those is 5 points each as well. Number 1. What did the cave artists draw? And why do you think they created the cave paintings? That's a two-part question. Answer it completely for full credit. What did the cave artists draw? and why do you think they created the cave paintings? Number 2, explain why humans could not have interacted with dinosaurs. Explain why humans could not have interacted with dinosaurs. Number 3, name one creation of the Cro-Magnons and explain how that would have helped them. Another multiple part question. Name one creation of the Cro-Magnons and explain how that would have helped them. 4. How are fossils and artifacts different? How are fossils and artifacts different? Number 5. Why was early man nomadic? Why was early man nomadic? Okay, pause as long as you need to. The last section. Sequence the following events from prehistory. Write the number 1 beside the first event and 2 beside the second, 3 beside the third, etc. These are worth 2 points each. I'm going to read the list of events and then you can put them in order. The first event says, early humans cross from Africa to Europe. Number 2, Lucy was alive. Number 3, the last ice age is at its peak. A land bridge to the Americas exists. Number 4, early humans crossed to Asia. Early humans crossed to Asia. And number 5, Pangaea was formed. Those are all 5. Make sure you put the correct number in the correct spot. When you're done, make sure your name is on your paper and you may go back to class. Thank you.